Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
The word of the day is titled, Death is Swallowed in Victory. Death is swallowed in victory. You know, it is obvious that the greatest fear of man is death. There is no one living that is not afraid to die. They might not be thinking of it, but one way or another, nobody wants to die. They want to live either unto the glory of the Lord or to enjoy whatever that they have acquired outside God, and thinking that they are living for themselves. But there is a reality of this world that we cannot run away from. And it is important for everyone and each one of us living to know this reality. You know, we talk a lot about Satan. Satan became Satan as a result of a fall. And man also became weak as a result of a fall. The fall of Satan was as a result of pride. And there was no room for him in heaven, because Almighty God, who created Satan with a name called Lucifer, the morning star, and the Lord put him in the mineral garden, precious stones surrounds him. And all that the Lord God has given him, he was not content with it. He wanted more and more and more, and come to a point to say that, I want to be like God. I want to have what God has. I want to rule like Almighty God. That is pride. And the Lord God sent him here on earth. And this is what we are going to talk about today in details. In the book of Revelation, Revelation 12, and the verse is 7 to 9. As a result of that pride, brought forth a war in heaven. And Michael, the chief angel of the Lord, and his angels, they fought the dragon, which is Satan. And the dragon also fought and with his angels. So you have to understand here that when Satan had sinned, he gathered one third of the angels of God to be with him in his sin. So the battle that is going on here is that the angels of Almighty God, headed by Michael, Angel Michael, is fighting Satan, who himself, called dragon here, is also an angel created by Almighty God. And the one third of the angels of God brought forth a fight in heaven. That was a war that the Bible is talking about. He saw this fight is going on, and Satan and his angels prevail not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven for them. And the great dragon called Satan was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. He could not prevail in heaven, and there was no room for him with his angels in heaven. So what God did is that the Lord cast them down here on earth. The same Satan, called dragon, the same old serpent that we are talking about here. This is now a fallen angel because he fell. The Lord cast him and his angels over here. Satan himself is of the group or the category of the cherub. There are categories of angels, the seraphims, the cherubims. This Satan and the fallen angels that also came with him, one third of the angels of God. Let me tell you, there are many. These are the same ones that we are calling demons as of today, that are in the world here. So two categories of angels in the surface of this, you know, universe, heaven. Almighty God has his angels. These angels, they are confirmed holiness. They cannot sin. These are the angels of God. The fallen angels, Satan and the one third of the angels that fell with him over here, these are the ones that we call them demons. And their state has been confirmed sin. In other words, they cannot do good, no matter what. So nobody should be expecting any good thing coming from Satan, because his nature or his, you know, his company of fallen angels that are demons, their nature cannot do good. The nature of Satan and his demons cannot do good. So whatsoever that you go and get from Satan, you just have to know that it's just a matter of time, but you will pay for it. All in deception. This war that happened in heaven, now Satan is cast down here. And Satan had vowed to himself that the war will still continue here. This war is not between angels anymore, but now the demon Satan and his angels are fighting human beings over here on earth. Revelation chapter 12 and the verses 10 to 12. The words, he said, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Accuser of brethren is Satan, that stand before the Lord and accusing the people of God day and night. This accuser now is cast down here on earth where the people of God are living. Verse 11 of Revelation 12, he said, and they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. They overcome Satan. Who are they? It is the blood and the word of our testimony that has been given to us, the children of God. We overcome Satan by salvation tools. The blood of Jesus. The word that, what is that word of testimony? Is it the word that we come and stand here and testify of what the Lord has done for us? No, we are talking about what Christ did for us. Our state in the Lord. That is the testimony of the believer. That is the testimony of the believer. And that is what overcomes Satan. It is not about what you can display or what you can do to me. As a matter of fact, it's not going to work, because the blood of Jesus Christ have come and have died and washed away my sins. Where I stand today, it is not a place that you have anything to accuse me of. The accuser of the brethren is cast down here on earth. So now that we have the blood and the word of testimony that we overcome the devil by it, he said in verse 12 of Revelation 12, he said, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. Hallelujah. Please, let everyone understand this. Heaven is rejoicing that the pride is no more in there. The accuser of the brethren is no more operating in heaven. But heaven gave, you know, a statement to the earth. He said, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Woe unto them. So we, children of God that are here on earth, you're going to have to be careful, because heaven is telling you, screaming, saying that woe unto you. Because the devil and his demons are here coming after your life. They are here seeking to devour you. They are here seeking to make sure that the plans of God and the purpose of God will not come to pass in your life. They are here to mess up your life, to mess up your children's life, to break your marriages, to break your home, to break your finances, to break your life entirely. Say, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Woe unto them. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down here. This is our reality of this earth. We are not here alone. We are here with enemies. We are here with demons. Demons are not human beings. Those fallen angels, they are not human beings. They are fallen, you know, they are fallen angels, which means that they are spirit. They are not flesh and blood. But they have the ability to jump in people's body. They have the ability to transform themselves. They have the ability to, you know, incite people to do all kinds of things. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For this spirit they have come here in only one purpose: to destroy you. To destroy you. You know, the book of John chapter 10 and the verse is 10. There is a statement that Jesus made of Satan. He said that Satan is a thief, and he cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. This is who Satan and his demons are. They are thieves. You know what a thief is? A thief is someone who will be watching your life to see where there is a loophole and will come in to steal from you. What it is that Satan is stealing? According to this scripture, Satan is stealing your life. He's stealing your life, because unto what? Unto destruction. He said he's a thief that came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Human beings, people of God, that is what Satan is here for. Satan that fell here had the power of death. And the Lord knew this. And Almighty God, to recover that power, will send forth his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We will talk in details about it. To come and recover the key of death out of the hand of Satan. As of today, Satan do not have that key anymore, because you have come to know our Lord Jesus Christ, and you have been redeemed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and power of darkness have no power over you as far as you exercise your right of salvation. You know, there is such a wonderful story when we talk about Adam and Eve and how, you know, a man started to be and all that. Well, Man also fell, and man died. Man fell, and he died. And when we talk about everyone that is afraid of death, it is because of what happened in the garden. In Genesis 2 and the verses 16 to 17. The Lord God created Adam and brought forth Eve out of Adam and put them in the garden of Eden. And the Lord God commanded the man here meaning Adam and Eve. The Lord commanded them saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. You know, this is the same story that you have known of how God created the garden, and in the midst of this garden were two, you know, significant trees among other trees in the garden. One is the tree of life, and the other one is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The commandment did not come on the tree of life because man had access, free access to it. But the goodness of God is that the Lord knew that there is one particular tree that is not good for man. And the goodness of God walked to man and told man, man, this particular tree in the garden, thou shalt not touch it. Don't eat of it. Because the day that you will eat from this tree, it is associated with death. Ye shall surely die. That is the only commandment that God gave in the garden to man. Unfortunately, this same Satan, called the serpent, the devil, will show up in the garden and will come in the fight, in the continuously fighting man, will come in the garden to deceive man. And in Genesis chapter 3 and the verses 9 to 13, he said, as Satan came and deceived man, God walked in the garden after the fall of man. And the Lord called Adam and said unto Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And God said unto Adam, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man Adam said, God, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord turned unto the woman and said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman turned unto the Lord and said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Sad story of man. Commandment came. Adam and Eve did not trust God enough to obey Almighty God. They went ahead and disobeyed the commandment of God by taking that fruit. And you know, the sin of pride, the sin of the eye, you know, the lust of the flesh and all that came in, Satan deceiving them, and that is what he keeps doing today. What the Lord God do not want you to do, that is what Satan will come and magnify that situation unto you, telling you that, you see, look at this fruit. You see how nice it is. Can you imagine how good it's going to taste? And Adam and Eve. And by the way, why is it that God told you should not be eating something from this place? I mean, this particular fruit. Look at it. Why is the God doesn't, he knows that the day that you will eat from this tree, you will not die. You will not die, that your eyes is going to be open, that you are going to be like him. That is why God does not love you by preventing you from eating this fruit. And man is going to fall because you see that is what is in man. Man cannot be trusted because man is always looking for something else. Man cannot be content with what he has. This is one of the, you know, every time that pride is coming in and, you know, when we are not content in our state and all that, we are joining hands with Satan. That is man. And man will fall to the deception of Satan. Who told you that you are naked? Automatically, God concluded that, have you been eaten from the tree which I told you? This is God's goodness unto man. God knew that if man eats from this tree, man is going to be deprived of so many things and surely he shall die. They are hiding themselves from God. You know, death is not something that is good. It is not. Because death made man hide from Almighty God. And separation will automatically come. When one dies, you know, we will talk about it, either physical death or spiritual death, there is always a separation that takes place. Death brought torment and fear of life unto Adam and to mankind in general. Every time that a man knows that, you know, there is a possibility that he dies, then you will see that so many things will be coming in. Anxiety is coming in. Insecurity is coming in. Loneliness is coming in. Worries are coming in. Depravity is coming in. Poverty and pains and all that. Every time that a man knows that there is a possibility that he dies, he starts thinking. And the enemy will also come in and help you to get you no more and more deeper in your anxiety and worries and all that. That your God cannot heal you. You cannot trust your God to deliver you out of the hand of that sickness. Death is not good. But man definitely died. Death brought, you know, a life of nakedness unto Adam. A life of nakedness unto Adam. A life of shame and reproach. The man was hiding. Because his conscience was completely defiled. He became totally irresponsible and he was afraid of life in general. So everyone and each one of us, I think it is wisdom for us to understand that we are in this world here. And we have an enemy called death. But you don't have to die. Because there have been a solution. Christ has brought forth a solution to mankind. The book of Luke chapter 1 and the verse is 68 to 69. The word says, he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. That is our God. For he had visited and redeemed his people from death. And had raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. That is Jesus. That is Jesus Christ. Blessed be Almighty God, who had raised up a horn of salvation in the house of David, so that believers will obtain mercy, cleansing of sin, and have power over death. In John 3 and the verses 16, the word says that, talking about Jesus Christ, he said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son Jesus, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life, it is a life to know God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is the only time that a man will not die. Everlasting life is to know God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And you are free from death. Because when you know them, in our physical death, for we believers, it is not to be afraid anymore, because it is not meant to finish you. It is meant for you to transit from this world to heaven. Nobody goes to heaven except you die. And the Lord takes you there. So when we are praying, Lord, I want to make it to heaven. I want to make it to heaven. I am very sure that if the Lord sent forth his angel and then come and stand, hey, my son, your prayers have been heard. Let's go. Say, hey, I'm not ready. You know, but it is a fact that God had planned death for the believer to take the believer to be with him. We are not to be afraid of death, because Jesus Christ had come and has given us that life. God sent his only begotten Son in the form of a man without sin to save man from his sins. This is very powerful. You know what it means? It means that no matter how much devil is fighting you, no matter how much those demons are working against your life, Jesus Christ came here to test the type of life that a man is living. And it was as a result of the goodness of the Father to release Jesus, not in the form of an angel, but in the form of a human being, so that he will be going through the same type of temptation. That is why that in our Corinthians 10:13, talking about there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. Jesus Christ has been there. And now became our high priest. The Lord Jesus is able to come against and turn anybody's situation, whatever temptation that you'll be going through. Jesus has that power to turn the situation around unto his glory in the name of Jesus. In the book of Hebrews, all these things are explained. Hebrews 2 and the verses 14 to 18. He said, for as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he, Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same. So in other words, Jesus Christ didn't come as an angel. He came in the form of a human being. For what purpose? That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. You see that? So Jesus Christ was given as a man to come and also die for the purpose of destroying the one who has the power of death, which is Satan. Jesus Christ's death, it was to destroy Satan and take what? His power of death. It is important to know this, that Jesus had conquered death by coming here and dying, and through death conquer or took the power of death from Satan. And verse 15, and delivered them. Not only he took the power of death from Satan, he delivered them, the people who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We have people, because of the fear of death, they are living in fear. But the good news is that Jesus' death brought you not death, but life. Anyone that has come to know our Lord Jesus Christ, anyone that is in Christ Jesus, every believer, your state is that death has no power over you, for Christ had brought you life and everlasting life in the name of Jesus. Verse 16 of Hebrews 2, he said, for verily Jesus, he took not on him the nature of angels. That is what we were saying. He came as a man. But he took on him the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham. These are the children of God. So he came in the genealogy of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, he behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. So the Lord God, he wants to, you know, redeem his people. The fall of man, God wants to turn the whole situation around. The wisdom of Almighty God was to send forth his only begotten son to come and die. Do you remember when Satan entered into Judas and for Judas to betray Jesus Christ? And Judas betrayed Jesus and all the Israelites. Remember, the Pharisees and the scribes presented Jesus in front of Pontius Pilate. And they said that this man called himself the king of the Jew. Pilate said, this is not the reason for me to condemn this man. They said, no, you cannot release him because he's working against Caesar and everything else. He is not the king of the Jew. So the man said, I still don't have any reason to condemn this man. They said, still, we want you to condemn him. We want you to kill him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Satan was empowering people to crucify Jesus Christ. What they didn't know, that it was the plan of Almighty God for Jesus to come and die here, resurrected with the power of death in his hand, so that you and I will come to know our Lord Jesus Christ and be free from sin forever and ever in the name of Jesus. This is what the death of Jesus Christ has done for us. And it was so amazing. They were fighting Jesus. He was a man. Satan didn't know that as he was shouting, crucify him, crucify him, he was just about to destroy himself. So Jesus, he suffered also being tempted, and he was able to succor them that are tempted. So everyone that will go through any form of temptation, let me tell you, the high priest Jesus Christ has been there. Jesus can feel your pain when you are in pains. Jesus Christ can feel your pains when you are in pains. Jesus Christ can feel your anxiety and your worries and all that when you are going through these things, because you have received a report from the doctors that you have a cancer and you are sitting down. But I have a good news for you, that Jesus' death brought life, not death, unto any man. So everyone that will set his eyes unto the Lord for the purpose that God had fulfilled in our lives, you shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. Jesus conquered cancer. Jesus conquered poverty. Jesus conquered witches and the wizard. Jesus Christ is life. And anyone that wants to live, you have to run quickly to Christ. You are being chased by those witches, run to Jesus. You are covered by poverty, run to Jesus. Cancer overshadow your life, run to Jesus. Depravity is your life, run to Jesus. Your nakedness, run to Jesus. What your children are not doing well, run to Jesus. There is sin in your life, run to Jesus. He condemns no one, but he died just for us. Just for us. Jesus is the solution of mankind. The fear of death is not to be in a child of God's life. For the moment that we know who our God is, Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done for us, we can stand in front of Satan and say that, you know what, you are coming after my life, but I have something to present unto you. I have the blood of Jesus in my hand. I have a testimony of Jesus in my hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, depart from my family. In the name of Jesus. We are powerful children of God because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. He was tempted. Through the temptation, he didn't bow. He was able to go through the death and bring all day through fear of death, subject to sin their entire lives, and deliver them from the hand of sin. In Romans chapter 6 and the verses 9, we all knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death has no more dominion over Jesus Christ. Death has no more. This is a fact we all knowing. We all know that Jesus is alive. He died, raised from dead. He died no more. Now Jesus had absolute dominion over death. Jesus died and raised with the keys of hell and of death. You know, in Revelation 1 and the verses 18, Jesus Christ made a statement. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. I am alive evermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. I have good news for you. Everyone that is through any watch that is making you to be afraid of death, Jesus Christ is the custodian of the key of death. He has power of life and power of death. Do you know what it means? It means that man can say, I'm going to kill you. But as far as Jesus Christ have not called you home, nobody can kill you in the name of Jesus. They can open the door of death over your life, but Jesus has the overall door, overall key of death in his hand. When he had not opened it for you, nobody can kill you in the name of Jesus. It is such a wonderful assurance, because we were living in that great fear. And the Lord God has given us that power assurance of what he has done. And indeed, it is working. They took us to the route of death, but the Lord saved our life. And we are living today preaching the gospel. It is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you shall live and fulfill all that God has called you to do. You will not die before your time in the name of Jesus. Some of us, these messages are our lives, because we have been there. We have been through situation of death before, and we have seen that whatever that the enemy wanted to do in our lives, by the grace and the one who has the key of life and death, he came in and he turned our situations around, and we can testify of his word. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus is the proof that you and I shall live again. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is a clear proof, because probably as you are sitting down and hearing this message, you're asking yourself, yes, God raised Jesus and he's alive. Is God going to raise me if I die? The answer is yes, God is going to raise you if you die. The same spirit that raised Jesus is the Holy Ghost that dwells in you. It is the proof that God is also going to give commandment to the Holy Ghost to raise you in the mighty name of Jesus. It is confirmed here in Romans 8 and the verse is 11. He said, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. That is the Holy Ghost. That is the Holy Ghost. So every man that is afraid of death, that is out there, that you are not knowing Jesus, I have a solution for you. Quickly come to Jesus, and automatically you are going to receive the Holy Ghost. Automatically you are going to receive the Holy Ghost. And through the Holy Ghost, it is the proof that you are going to be raised when you die. He saw the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit, by the Holy Ghost that dwell in you. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. If you are not believing anything, please believe this. It is written in the Bible. Bible, it is the word of God. It is not the word of man. God is not a man that he will lie. God is Almighty God. He's a spirit. He changed not. His nature. There is no sin in him. There is no lie in him. So believe that indeed the Lord will raise you. The same Holy Ghost. When we say God is good, God is indeed good. And God had man in his wonderful plans because he knew that one day man has to be with him. Almighty God channeled the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ at the day of Pentecost for us, that when anyone and each one of us, a believer, dies, Almighty God shall raise him by the Spirit that he has given him. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we can say that indeed we have such a wonderful victory over death. Wonderful victory over death. So my question here is that, what is the impact? The impact of the victory over death in our lives. What is the impact of the victory over death in our lives? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verse is 54. And then I'll be reading 57 to 58. 54 says, he said, so when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and his mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. When this corruptible, that is the body of man, shall put on incorruption, the resurrection body that God will give you when he raised you out of death, and this mortal shall put on immortality. So power of death is broken out of our lives. That is mortal put on immortality. When that happened, do you know what is going to be said? What is going to be said is the title of this message. Death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. So we said, but thanks be to God, which gave us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our victory over death is through Jesus. Our victory over death is through Jesus. Therefore, my brethren, said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I have good news for somebody. Continue setting your eyes upon the Lord. Continue doing what the Lord God has called you. Labor in the vineyard of Almighty God. Your labor shall be rewarded in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has planned to kill your labor, they shall be killed in the mighty name of Jesus. This is what the Lord God has done for our lives. Jesus Christ brought us that victory. Jesus Christ brought us that victory. We are concluding everything here that it's not just we die and we are raised and then what? And then what? Let me tell you, in Revelation chapter 21 and the verses 1 to 4. Apostle John heard from God and he wrote, he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. This is where we are. The first heaven and the first earth, they were passed away. And there was no more sea. So what we see around us, everything is going to pass away. And I, John, I saw the holy city. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The good news is that not only God is going to raise you But Almighty God had also prepared a place for you. Had also prepared a city for you. A city that is not built by any man, but a city that is built in heaven and coming down, called the New Jerusalem. I pray for someone over here that your labor will lead you to that New Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. John saw it. John saw it. And he said, not only I saw it, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. Behold, God has brought men to himself. Behold, God has built a city to the men of his souls. Behold, Almighty God has built a new city for his souls. Behold, God has built a house for his people. Behold, God has built a tabernacle and brought it unto his people. Behold, Almighty God is tabernacle in the midst of his people. In the name of Jesus. He heard it. He heard it. He heard it. The tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God, hallelujah, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. There shall be no more death. So everyone that is fearing of death, run quickly to Jesus Christ, because Christ has everlasting life for you. The physical death is not the end of our lives. For there is a spirit, the Holy Ghost, that dwells in you. And that Holy Ghost will raise you. He'll raise you. He will raise you and bring you to that new Jerusalem. A place that you are going to reign with our Lord Jesus Christ. A place that there is no death. A place that there is no sorrow. A place that there is no tears. A place that there is no pain. A place that there is no cancer. A place that there is no worries. A place that there is no trafficking, no drugs, no nothing. But Almighty God, his very presence will give light and life unto his people. Run quickly to Jesus, for he is the life. For he is the light. If he is the answer for all mankind problem. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.